This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is David Schweppe. David is the SVP and Chief Analytics Officer for Medi Analytics. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So David, let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us an overview of your background in technology and what your journey has been like from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are today as the SVP and Chief Analytics Officer for Medi Analytics?
I started 30 plus years ago. I worked in the ambulance industry as a paramedic, put myself through college, and actually ended up in the area of doing analytics around where an ambulance should be on a given day, at a given time for the given call volume. And back in the day, we had tractor feed documents. We printed them off, put them on the wall, and put little stickies on to find out where the right ambulances were supposed to be. And that was technology back then. Shortly thereafter, I finished my master's degree in public health and really found the analytics part, the epidemiology part, really be exciting, and left the ambulance industry and went to Kaiser Permanente, where I spent a good 28 years and some change before I retired in October 21. But there I worked in a bunch of different roles. I worked in the medical group side for a number of years, developing analytical capabilities and business intelligence organizations for the national organization and for the California regions. Spent a lot of time trying to think about how you answer the question, what do I do with this data? And it's always been front of mind for me about making things actionable and useful. Spent a number of years at Kaiser Permanente's IT division, spent a lot of time in there building out their clinical informatics, data systems, and processes. As the tides changed there, I went off to the health plan side and became a national lead around starting with marketing data and direct marketing information about how you talk to customers and future customers. We used to call them about members and future members at Kaiser Permanente, really working to find out a best way to get them there, morphed into areas of customer and employer analytics and areas of research and whole number of things, and really got to at Kaiser Permanente really experience everything from data ingest all the way out to delivering it to the end client with positive action. So really thinking about how you do that and really finding a lot of joy in answering questions and being creative and innovative. As I said, I retired from Kaiser in October of 21. Shortly thereafter, I was approached by Medi Analytics to take a role as their Chief Analytics Officer, where I've now been about 2.5 years. Really have found great joy there as well. Great innovative organization, a lot of creativity, a lot of thinking about where payers and providers and payviders meet. And in that role, building on my data science background, analytics strategy background, and leading those efforts there at Medi Analytics and really trying to change the way we actually present information to our customers in a much more future-looking way, predictive way, a prescriptive way than just creating reports and trying to figure them out, but really creating a momentum forward to think about how we could do things in a much new and innovative way.
Well, thank you first and foremost for that detailed background, a great way to understand your own journey, and it really lends well to explaining why you are where you're at right now with Medi. I know you've already given us some insight into your position at Medi and the goal of the business, but let's set the stage more broadly for the audience listening who might not be familiar with the business. So tell us about Medi Analytics, who you are, what you do, mission of the organization, and then we'll pick up where we left off in relation to your role and your team's responsibilities.
Well, Medi Analytics is a very broad software organization. We have a lot of offerings on the provider side where we provide best in class everywhere from the patient presenting at the front desk all the way through revenue integrity and the business office components, really thinking about an end-to-end process. On the payer side, We have areas of expertise in providing employer insights for employer and broker organizations for large payers or medium payers. We have network insights, which is about looking at the networks and the ACO organizations and how they work and compare. Quality insights, where we think about HEDIS quality and other metrics, ARC, LeapFrog, and others that are in the bundle of quality metrics. So really trying to think about how that works together. We also offer a number of offerings in the Medicaid and the Medicare spaces with similar capabilities in the public sector, really thinking about a broad brush of really bringing together the provider side of the equation and the payer side of the equation and creating a frictionless environment so they can all work off the same set of data, the same set of assumptions, same set of metrics. One thing we're really good at is building that partnership. The term in the market has always been payvider. So how do we do that? And so thinking about that from the perspective of value-based care, are we presenting to our member patients an affordable set of care with high quality, with great satisfaction in an area of thinking about how the provider clinician is working at the top of their license with a smooth capability? We heard all about burnout. We've got applications that help with that, thinking about the scheduling and interactivity of that. And then also thinking about underlying all of that base. You know, we don't just think about the people from the clinical perspective. We've brought forth into our infrastructure SDOH and health equity components that really help the providers and the payers understand not just the clinical perspective of a patient's care, but also the environmental and demographic influencers of their lives as well. So really thinking about that holistic view. One of my favorite quotes from a customer we had of recent was that their belief was we could run a health plan or a provider payer organization just off our own software, which was a great compliment. But I think if you think about, and then one of our key components about all that, we call it managed action. But what we've got in our tool is really thinking about the capability to provide, as you're doing the analytics, what do I do with them? Where do I go? We have a set of capabilities in our tool where you can build out goals and objectives, assign them to individuals or parts of your organization, and actually pick the metrics you want to watch. And what's so cool about that is now that you set that achievement capability, our data science is running behind the scenes looking for those things that you want to watch. Are they going up? Are they going down? Are they right trending right? You can watch the objective and you can measure it real time. So as you're creating these targets and these changes organizationally for your patients and folks, it really creates a model where you can make positive change. Think about its prescriptive capabilities, alerts, observations, changes, and then you can change and interact with that data to change those objectives and change those models. So as you reach one target, you might be identified with the next piece that would even create more value. So kind of that iterative process. So that managed actions was something we really are excited about in our model. And then underlying all of that, great software as a service, is our data fabric. And our data fabric is in a public cloud using partners of Oracle and Amazon and others, and really thinking about being agnostic on the ingestion of data. So thinking about we're building models and building capabilities. We want the largest value, which is our underlying data. So we want that data well-structured, well-built. So we'll fire enacted. We're working with partners around social determinant for our social determinants of health and other areas. So bringing in all types of data. If there's data you want us to bring in, we can bring that data in. We bring that into our engines. We enhance that data. We provide it in a data lake environment for our customers to actually use. We have a data science factory that is really about thinking about working with our consultants, data science side by side to build out models for our clients. There's things that they want to build in their market. We have expertise in that. We actually work with a lot of tools that we've brought in, best in class, and We have our own models that are now available actually in an API library, so people can check them out, if you will, and we'll help people learn to use them and modify them as needed. Our customers can bring data into our data lake and build models with our software for themselves and their purposes. Or even on the other end of the spectrum, after we ingest and modify and enhance all this data and create the model perspective, really thinking about a lot of our clients now in the industry are using state-of-the-art tools like Tableau, Power BI, et cetera. And those are huge investments. So how can we take all that enhanced capability we have from our modules and data and give that to our customers to use in their own applications? So we're thinking about best-in-class data enablement there, really thinking about that piece. And how does advanced AI and ML enhance that depth and breadth of those insights? So thinking about, if you think about this as a bunch of modules that can be plugged and played purposely to build out really what the client is trying to achieve. We want to think about also too, in the model value-based care, really thinking about contract management, thinking about the right incentive models, the right provider models, the right network builds. We have that ability also to engage in our data fabric. So our fabric is really very flexible with a lot of great software as a service sitting on top of it.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
I want to understand the team aspect of it, because obviously you're overseeing the entire function, but underneath you, I'm working alongside you, there's a lot of talented people. So could you describe to our audience what the current structure of your data team and then how that sits within the broader tech team, from size of the group, the various positions that exist, the background of the people, and then how it all works as one cohesive unit?
So data science analytics sits under me, and we've got PhDs and master's level folk that are really good at data science. And so we've got a team of those people. And then alongside of them, people don't come out of school data science knowing necessarily the deep domain expertise you need to have in healthcare, because we can probably all agree that healthcare data is a mess. It's probably 80% accurate most of the time. And so there's that data wrangling. So we've got a set of experts also within our organization, domain experts who understand data and the way it interacts. If you compare Medicaid to Medicare to commercial, et cetera, they've all got their nuances and the capabilities. Even when we look at 835s and 837s and enrollment data, should all be consistent. The way you put data into those formats can be quite different. So thinking about things like differentiating things around denial prevention on claims, really thinking about payer behavior, time to payment, what should I not code, or how should I code for my highest reimbursement? All of those things are important to providers and payers and payviders to put things together. So our team is really made up of deep domain expertise, coding expertise, and data science expertise, working very cohesively as a team. And then surrounding that team in the innovation part of that work, we have a very strong product organization. So there's a team of product experts building out our products, as I talked a little before, but also talking about where are we going in the market? What do we need to be demonstrative in the market and be ahead of the game? Where's our innovation going? And also beside that is our research and development group, which is our technical expertise, building out the data fabric I described, the data ingest, the data movement in a very quick, agile, flexible way. So as we're intaking data, either whatever frequency we're doing it on and making it available to our own products, but also to our customers from that Tableau, Power BI through our Lake process. So we have spent, our R&D team and product team spent a lot of time the last 18 months really rethinking about our data model and our data processing. So the team has also gone through a lot of new learning. We have really spent a lot of time training and bringing our new teams up to speed with the new software, the new cloud capabilities, the new interactions with the data, which has raised a lot of excitement with our teams around learning new things. Isn't it a great place where you're not sitting in a cube all day doing the same thing day in day, but want to excite and try out new proofs of concept, new trials, new processes, and really see the value in that. And then we've got another team that's our operations team. They're the team that really brings all this together for our customers, thinking about how we implement, how we engage with our customers to keep them with the right data for the right reasons, for the right outputs, the right releases. And then thinking about, probably most importantly, our relationship organization, our sales account managers who actually manage the relationships with our customers and really work very closely with my teams in data science, product operations, and R&D to really build out what the customers want. So think of them as the voice of the customer, bringing the outside in. And then the rest of the organization I described really building to that capacity and that capability, really thinking about what's the market need and also what's a customer need, because I want to bring that out, because customers all have their own markets, their own competitors, their own processes. And so we need to be really engaged with that as well. That's our organization, I think, as a whole.
Thank you so much. And you've taken us pretty much up to where you are today as a business, which segues nicely then into the final part of what I wanted to discuss with you. Given you've been with Medi for over 2 years now, coming up on 2.5 years, and you've got a real understanding of the direction of the business, can you give us some insight into what's next, particularly the immediate roadmap, whether it be the next 12 to 24 months? What are you excited about? What are you hoping to see from a customer growth perspective, growth of the team? When you think of the rest of this year into next year, what are you and the team hoping to accomplish? What are you excited about?
Oh, that's a large question. Value-based care really excites me. I spent all last week at the HIMSS conference in Orlando and got to see what everybody's doing. And value-based care is just not where it needs to be. And people are looking to buy and innovate by gathering a market basket of vendors together to build something. I'm excited about where we are in context of the fact that we have got it all. It's all in one place. Our data fabric can do it all. Our modules can provide all of the information that needs to be done. I think that's a great innovation and balance forward for us. I think we also have a lot of opportunity thinking about where's Gen AI or Gen BI going. I mean, we're a fast follower. We've got a lot of new things coming down the pike, which are real exciting about how we're going to be engaging with that in the market. We have a new, very exciting UI UX coming down, which is just amazing to see the value that's going to bring. We have a really cool, we call it 3 clicks to detail, but if you got the access to PHI, we have a dashboard, a summary level, and then you actually can see the detail behind it. It's real easy to transition between these 3 layers of our data and visualization to really see things. For those who are the deeper want to understanders, they actually go down to the patient level and really see where that data is coming from and who those opportunities are. And seeing that all of our modules will operate in the areas of quality, cost and utilization and satisfaction and health equity, we've got all the right components all working with each other very well. And I'm excited to see where that next layer takes us, because we're at the edge now, the tipping point with a lot of things with quintuple aim. And it's really good, it's exciting to see where our own organization is taking that, again, with value-based care. And the fact that we've got, I mentioned this before, managed action, really thinking about being able to look at the information, be provided with actions, and actually to track those actions, assign those actions, and make change. A lot of applications are just reporting. We're analytics. I think that sounds sometimes a little silly, but analytics is different. It's about taking the data and doing something with it in a positive or change forward way. And if you can't watch what you're doing and manage it in one action here, like you can with us, it's really hard to keep track of those things. So this is kind of, you can do it in the moment at any level, C-suite down to the end users. And I would also say too, this is a final thing about our process, is we really think about how to pioneer forward with large organizations and span, I guess you could say we span the entire healthcare ecosystem. And that interconnectivity, the integration really allows us to help our customers when they've got something that's new or different. We've already got their data. We can plug in the next module, help them functionally change what they need to do to get something done, add things in. I love the plug and play that we're building. It's a really cool thing.
I love it. Final question from me then, David. We always try to finish on a message to future employees who are working in the AI data space to give them further insight as to why they should consider working at a company. Now, you've already done an incredible job of explaining the environment at Medi Analytics, the varying roles, the size of the opportunity. But speaking to potential employees, as a leader in the business, I know you're involved in that aspect as well. So when you're talking to talented people who are in the market, but also looking at other opportunities, what is it that you tell them about Medi Analytics that gets them excited enough to join you guys over some of the other great companies also trying to hire?
We are innovative and creative. I think that is probably a very forward thinking. As I was hiring data scientists recently, had a lot of really cool interviews, had a lot of people applying for the positions. Knowing healthcare is important, knowing the technology is important, but I think Medi is really a team-based organization, a lot about multidisciplinary teams working across common goals. I've been in organizations or work with parts of my past where that wasn't always true. Was somebody would write a spec or requirement and they'd slide it into the door and have somebody build it and slide it back into the door. And so you work in silo to silo. This organization does not function that way. This organization functions on the premise that everybody is inclusive and it's everybody's got their expertise and brings something to the table. So when you're working on a new idea, there's somebody from R&D, somebody from operations, somebody from product, somebody from data science, analytics, somebody from the relationship or part of the organization, sales account manager, bringing together all of their voices together to get the best output. So that team is really important. The other thing that's really important, I think that's been really positive here, is that this organization has been around for 30 years last September. And that is really exciting to say. But in the last 2.5-3 years, we have done an immense amount of growth, build, new tech, new toys. I joke, but in the world I'm in and run in, a data scientist toy shop is what we've got. It's very exciting to play in. And all the opportunities to play with the new software, the new applications. We're not doing the old stuff. We're doing the new stuff. Bringing all the old stuff into the modern era. Learning all the new stuff about cloud and ingestion and ETL or ELT. And really thinking about the different aspects of how you build a lake and when a lake's built. And how we interact with the data and how we measure it, how we create metrics, and how we create self-service. Everybody who's joined our organization or has been part of this for years is just really excited about the opportunities that are in front of us. I don't think that there's a person in our organization who would say there's not enough to do. It's all exciting where we're going. I like some places that are like, we're getting there. We're going to go there. We're already there on all those different aspects, because everything is you get to the best place, but then there's always the next best place to go. And I think that constant opportunity to innovate and create and actually see the fruits of your labors with our clients who have a high level of satisfaction and want to do more with us creates a great sense of value and personal gain.
David, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. It was an absolute pleasure to learn about your own background, first and foremost, but an incredible insight into the world and environment at Medi Analytics. So many things to be interested in and for people in the world of AI and data, so much to work on. And with the growth and success of the business, I'm sure there's going to be more opportunities in the near term for people to come and join you and work with you on this mission. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Medi Analytics the best of luck in the months and years to come, and look forward to having you back on the show again in the very near future.
Thanks so much for having me today. Enjoyed it very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.